That does not, we're not in sync at all.
It doesn't matter. It sounds good that way.
So I don't know if you guys know this, but there's a meteor about the size of the Empire State Building that's hurtling towards us right now. Do you guys know that?
Nope.
It's
well,
going
is this
to
the one
out.
That they're trying to break up, Tony?
No, that's a different one. They're just they're practicing on that one. Okay.
Oh, okay, okay.
And that's a practice, you know. And obviously, I hope that works because this one's not going to hit us, but it's going to come by us. But they're hoping that someday, if something is going to hit us, they can do this. So they're figuring that stuff out right now, which is great. But also, I've learned, you know how Saturn and Neptune have rings, and
yeah.
Uranus. Even Jupiter, they say, has some rings. I don't know if we can see them, but it turns out they say Earth may have Saturn-like rings made of space junk someday because there's so much space junk up there.
Oh, it's sad, Tony.
There are 23,000 pieces of orbital debris right now going at 17,500 miles an hour. That's why when the Russians blew up a satellite the other day, the guys on the space station were going to do a walk, but they couldn't because they're afraid.
I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah.
They didn't do the spacewalk for the first time because of space junk.
Yeah, well, mostly because the Russians were practicing how they're going to blow us up by blowing up a satellite. Hopefully it was one of theirs. So they couldn't do the spacewalk because of that. It's like, come on, man.
First, we don't take care of our Earth. Now, right. We don't take care of our space.
Right. So we'll go to Mars and screw that planet up, too.
Right.
It blows my mind.
How they can make all these machines that can do all the things that they can do, and we still can't solve hunger. We still can't solve poverty. I just, you know, and I love space, and I love travel and all that stuff, but I know we can do better. But we're not, and I don't know that we ever are. And you're not in. Are you in season 4 of Yellowstone?
Oh, I'm fully caught up.
Okay, you're fully.
Yeah.
Nuts, right?
Yeah, yeah. Kevin Costner's character said something on the show the other night, which he says that Mother Earth will probably spit us out in about 100 years, which I think he may be right.
Yeah, probably.
Sounds about right.
All right, here's the thing. The Earth is going to be here, okay? It's us that we got to be worried.
Seriously.
We don't do anything until we absolutely have to. So, I think it's time. I think we absolutely have to, but that's just me. So, but I do love all that space stuff, and I love that all these telescopes are up there and they're finding planets all over the place. And I just know like I said before, space is so vast that anything that could happen already has. So I'm sure that there are civilizations that are like a billion years behind us, and probably civilizations that are a billion years ahead of us. And I just,
did you hear that our New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand wants to more study on the UFOs? Do you hear about that?
I did, and I think, I mean, listen, I'm sure there's something out there. I just don't know. Maybe they have the technology to get here, but until they land at the White House and say, hello, here we are, because if they're that good to get here, they could find out who's running the show and say,
right.
Hey, let's talk. But who knows? Maybe they're already among us. Maybe I'm one. You don't know.
Oh, stop.
Tony,
you're not one.
We always said he was one of the girls, but really,
he's one of the aliens.
He's one of the aliens.
That's why he's always so interested in all the space stuff.
Exactly.
It's his homeland.
That's actually true. I was thinking of this the other day that for someone like my parents or my grandparents back in 1961, when the President of the United States announced in front of Congress that he wants to send a man to the moon, I mean, how out of left field was that? You know, now we take it for granted. Well, we went to the moon. We did it. Matter of fact, we did it so much we got bored with it. But back then, I'm thinking my grandfather, who was probably around 70 years old or so at that time, thinking, moon? What are you talking about? My mother, I mean, really, how are you going to go to the moon? And now it's like, yeah, okay, we did that. I just think that's kind of a cool thing that for a guy to say, you know, just, okay, we're going to do the moon. We've done everything we can do here on Earth. We're going to the moon.
Nikki, when Tony starts talking about space, can we just call your dad?
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, I always think about it.
I know. Yeah. We need to call him, and you two can have these conversations and not involve us.
I know. Exactly. Well, we both grew up with it. That's the thing.
Right.
So it's very cool stuff. So who knows? I'm sure we'll go back to the moon. So we'll go to Mars, and maybe we'll get some new stuff out of it. I don't know.
Would you want to live there, though, Tony? Would you want to live on the moon or live in Mars?
No, because they got to create an artificial atmosphere or live indoors all the time. And no, I like the rolling hills of Livingston County, Nikki. You know,
isn't it great?
Isn't it gorgeous out there?
Just admiring them.
Yes, it's spectacular. We just go for country rides at 30 miles an hour just to look at the beautiful scenery. So no, unless they can recreate that on the moon, I'm not in.
So. He's like, these craters suck.
That's right.
You think they have ticks on the moon?
I don't think so. So you're safe.
Sweet. Right, I'm going to the moon, baby.
Oh, God. All right. That's the after show.
The after show.